and include the practice.
Yeah.
Does that mean you ease into it, or do you go right to team drills?
Yeah, they're gonna ease me into it. I'll probably do a little bit of just individual and things like that today.
Will you be in team drills by the end of the week, do you think?
That's on them. I'm just doing as much as they'll let me do.
You have a goal for which game you want to get into?
September 11th is the only game I'm really worried about. If they let me get in any preseason, I mean, that'd be sweet, but my main goal is just getting back by September 11th.
Joe, how much have you said since March, and even in minicamp? So is this a surprise that you're going to be able to practice extensively before September 11th?
No. I mean, just the work that we've been putting in, everything's just been going pretty good. So this is just another part of the process.
But you were reluctant to say, I'll be practicing before the end of summer.
Yeah, I didn't want to put myself in a bind. You know, I was working to get back as soon as possible. So whenever that happened, I was ready for it.
Joe, how much of this is precaution and taking it easy and not rushing it back more so than if you had to play, you could or could not?
I think they're doing a really good job of just taking their time. You know, I think a lot of it is precaution, just making sure that they're knowing that it's no rush right now to get back, but just trying to get back as soon as possible, and whenever I'm ready, like full percent to be able to go, then they'll put me back in there.
How much, Joe, do you think not being able to play in the preseason last year because of that hamstring hampered you?
Not too much at all. I felt like I was out there, I was ready to go. It just was unfortunate that it wasn't performing that well. I don't really think it had too much to do with that at all.
The first time you talked to us in training camp, you said nobody wants to be out there more than me, and that includes Josh Gordon, who's a close second. Watching those offensive guys perform all week, I mean, has that ratcheted up a little on you to be part of it?
I'm excited, man. I'm super excited. I mean, that's the offense, being able to throw the ball like that, being able to just look like a really, really good offense, you know what I mean? That's exciting for me, and it's exciting to want to be able to go out there and give them a little more competition. You know, they've been throwing a thing over our heads a couple of times, so, you know, I definitely want to rush back and just see how they'll do against me.
Joe, are you looking forward to getting your hands on Corey Coleman and kind of teaching him a few things about this game?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I really like Corey. He's super talented, able to make a lot of plays. So, you know, just it's iron sharpens iron, being able to go against him, being able to see the strides that TP's made, you know, when Josh gets back, just being able to go against our receiving core and just, you know what I'm saying, if they can beat me, I feel like they can beat a lot of dudes.
Joe, what's your reaction to RG3 being the starter officially today?
Yeah, I mean, that's exciting too. Man, he's worked his tail off. He's been doing he's not done anything wrong, you know. He's been a really good leader. He's been working. He's in control of the offense, you know, and I'm just glad Coach Hugh feels like that, the team we behind him, and, you know, I think that he can do what he needs to do to make us successful.
So how excited are you to get back into Ray Horton's
team? I'm super excited, you know, just being able to sit in all the meetings, you know, just re-going over it. It clicked back as soon as he started telling me it's no difference of calls or anything like that. So, I mean, I know all the calls, know the checks, so now I'm just waiting to go out there and make some plays.
All the buzz has been about the offense in this camp the first 10 days. Defense is kind of under radar right now. What do you see? What are your hopes? Is there a lot of work to be done?
It's some work to be done, and a lot of the things too. You know, we can get back to the quarterback, and you're not supposed to touch him, so you got to stay away from him. So a lot of the things that we see, you know, we think we'd be able to get to the quarterback on quite a few of those plays. But it's just really good competition, just being able for them to be able to move the ball like that, and just being precise and making sure they're executing at a high level. That's really something good to see. And knowing that when I come back, just being able to have a full secondary and start to make those calls, make those checks. I don't think that we're too far behind, but we definitely got some catching up to do with the offense.
Joe, what kind of development have you seen from RG3 since he first showed up in those spring practices to now both on the field and then in kind of getting the team to rally around him?
I say with getting the team to rally around him, he's been the same guy the whole time. Ever since he got here, he hasn't changed. I would just say on the football field, just looking and feeling more comfortable, looking like he knows where he wants to go with the ball, and he throws one of the prettiest deep balls I've seen. I mean, he throws a catchable ball, and he just seems a lot more comfortable and a lot more like this is his offense. He understands what's going on. But as far as a person, he's been the same dude ever since he stepped in here.
Joe, even at your best, guys like Antonio Brown, the smaller guys are the ones that posed a more difficult challenge to you, it seems, in your career rather than those big guys, right? Am I right about that?
Oh, yeah.
So what is it about Coleman that you see that makes him so dynamic, even though he's not the 6'4" Josh Gordon type receiver?
I mean, if you're just you're very, very athletic, quick, fast, you know how to catch the ball, you have a very big catch radius, and the quarterback believes in you. I think a lot of things with like Antonio Brown, even like Emmanuel Sanders, those dudes, they're smaller, quicker, they run precise routes, and their catch radius is big, you know what I'm saying? So I think the bigger dudes, they're not as quick, they're not as elusive, they can't really get off the line. It's so much easier to put hands on those dudes. As far as the quicker dudes, if you miss them, you know, you're chasing them, you know? So the bigger guys, is just a bigger frame that I could touch and press them up a little easier.
You've gone through so many quarterbacks since you've been here. Does it feel any different with RG3 because he's still young, but he's had success in this league?
Yeah, I mean, it feels different. I think, honestly, too, just having Coach Hugh and being over on the offensive side of the ball, they just have a relationship and a bond, and it just look like Coach, he's coaching them up at all times. He's doing a really good job of just making sure that they understand every little detail, and I think that the biggest thing is Coach helping out the quarterbacks.
Joe, there's been so much change and turmoil here since you were drafted in 10 and even before you got here. The reviews on Hugh, at least the earlier reviews, are just overwhelmingly positive. As someone who's been through and observed a lot of stuff here, what is it that you're seeing from Hugh that really has not only brought you, but some of the other veterans full circle and really buying into what he wants to do so quickly?
You know, you just feel like you hear the same story over and over again, but with Coach Hugh, you don't feel that at all. You feel like he really believes in everything that he's telling you. You believe in his staff and the way that he coaches you up. I mean, he's able to just lean on anyone, as far as me, Joe Thomas, Paul Kruger. He's able to coach up the veteran guys and in a way of not just in a way that he wants the best out of you. He wants you to give him his all. So, you know, once you have the leadership all the way bought in, it's so much easier to do it from top down. So I feel like he's just doing a great job of just changing up the morale, just making sure everybody wants to. The one thing he's always says, my one thing is winning, our one goal is winning, and just keep pushing that into everybody's heads, and I feel like everybody's just literally bought in.
Hey Joe, you mentioned leadership, but is it harder to kind of be that leader if you're not out there?
I felt like I was in there. Like, you know, I'm more of a, well, I always been more of a leader by example, always just doing my thing, always. I'm working on my craft. I'm trying to make it happen. I'm running for the ball after. So, you know, just not being able to show them what I could do, being able to be more of a talker. I don't want to be like a rah-rah guy on the sideline, but still just being able to coach them up. If I see them doing something off or the alignment or anything, that's anything that I would call when I was out there, I would let them know, when you see this, you'll want to call that. But just being able to teach them and tell them what, from my experience, and I think they really like that a lot.
Joe, to follow up on my question about Coleman's size and style, it seems to me there hasn't been a receiver like that since you've been here, a teammate who's that dynamic and yet not that huge guy. Is it a stretch to think that he could help you train better for those kind of receivers?
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, I think that's why I said iron sharpens iron. He's an explosive player. Everybody doesn't have a Corey on their team. So for me being able to go against him, me being able to go against Josh, I got a shorter, quicker. I mean, Taylor Gabriel, too, just trying to cover him on the line, it helps me out a lot, like, every day. So just being able to definitely go against him, I think he's going to help me out a lot. And then me letting him know what his giveaways are, helping him out with his releases and stuff like that is going to help him out.